This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, and welcome to an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. If you'd like today's show notes, visit vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 272, Packing Tips. Today we have a very special treat. On the line with me is my friend Kim Kautzer, and if truth be known, we're actually both in the same time zone, and she's sitting with me. She is amazing. If you don't know Kim, check out her website at writeshop.com. She has amazing writing curriculum for all ages, and you will be very impressed with what she has there. And also, she's got some freebies. If you go to writeshop.com/free-gift, you can receive a free gift every quarter that is professionally done from Kim and the Write Shop team. Today, I want to have her talk to you about traveling and travel tips. When we got to our location, I was amazed by what she had. I drove and had, you know, a suitcase and a bunch of bags and things. And Kim came all the way from California to Florida with one suitcase and one backpack. And when she opened it up and showed me her packing system, I said, oh my gosh, you have to share it with the ladies that listen to Vintage Homeschool Moms. So today she is going to do just that with all of you. I am going to give Kim the floor. She's going to share her teaching with you. Here's Kim Kautzer.
Hey, Felice. I am so glad to be here, and it's so fun to be in the same room together and talking about travel because we traveled to get here. I travel a lot. I didn't always when I was home and had a family, and we would take vacations now and then, but now that I'm older and a grandma and have lots of opportunity and reasons to travel, I do a lot more, and so I've had to learn how to streamline my packing. There is absolutely nothing worse than rolling into the airport with a trolley that's piled to the hilt, and that's just your clothes. It doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the family garb that you're hoisting around, or when you have to pile everything into a car and then get to your destination, and you've got people and luggage. You need to consider all the different things that are happening when you're taking a trip. It's not just one person's luggage. It may be, but you need to think about how you're going to manage all of that when you get to your destination. There's really no reason why you have to have an arsenal of clothing and shoes and everything that you might absolutely ever need when you go traveling, because there's always a store if you forgot something. You can always wear something twice if you don't have enough clothes. Those things are always easier than the pain of having to haul luggage around that you really don't need, and then coming home and finding out that you dragged all over Washington, D.C., or wherever you were going, 15 pieces of clothing that you never wore. So there's a way to do this to make it a lot easier. I travel in all different seasons. I travel for different reasons. When I was at home with my family and they were littler, we did more camping. We didn't do a lot of hotel stuff. We just couldn't afford to. But my husband's retired now. We have kids and grandkids who live in different parts of the country and the world. And I'm still traveling to homeschool conventions. And now and then, like this weekend, where we have a girlfriend trip, it's just kind of nice to be able to have a plan when I am ready to travel. So what I mentioned that I have convention travel, so I'm still going the homeschool convention circuit. I need to have specific clothes when I go to conventions. I need to have something that's a little more professional, a little nicer that I can wear. But I also am going to have travel days where I still want to be in jeans and be comfortable. So I have to pack kind of a dual idea in mind. Then I have couple travels. So sometimes my husband and I will just get away for a weekend. Maybe it's our anniversary, or we just found a great deal and we want to go somewhere just overnight or a couple days. Maybe, you know, we have a cousin or a niece who's getting married and we want to make that trip. So the two of us will just sneak away. Other times we visit family, and this is what we do the most. We have a daughter and grandchildren in Washington. We have a son and his family with two little grandchildren living in England. So as much as we can go to visit our family, we like to be able to do that, but we have to be frugal in the way we pack because we have to be efficient. And then also I want to throw in that we travel with our grandkids now and then. We'll take one of our grandkids on a special trip. And so I do have experience traveling with kids and what that means to have to make sure that you've got room and for all the luggage for not just two of you or one of you, but you've got four or six of you. You have to figure out how to make all that space work out. So I've learned to pack this way whether I'm flying or whether I'm driving. It just is convenient to not have to think about it and to know that there's a really simple way that I can organize the stuff in my suitcase and not be up until 2 a.m. the night before I have to leave. Even when we went to England for our son's wedding, I managed my trip to England for 2 weeks with a side trip to France because, hey, we were already there on the other side of the world. We may as well go to France for a little bit. One carry-on suitcase, one backpack. I did have to take my mother of the groom dress in a garment bag, like just one of those, you know, lightweight garment bags as a carry-on. And we did check bags for that trip because we were taking stuff over for our son because he was moving there. So we did check bags. But if you're traveling domestically, they often charge you. Almost all the airlines charge you to check a bag. So, hey, make the most use of that free space in the overhead compartment and learn to pack light. So, you can do this, moms who are listening. You can do this. You can learn to travel with less. And I'm going to give you some tips. So, first, what kind of bag do you want to take with you when you go traveling? I like to get the rolling bags that are, they have, usually they'll be labeled for carry-on approved or fitting in the overhead bin, or they'll have some kind of language on there that will let you know that you can put it in the overhead compartment of the airplane. That size suitcase, even the biggest size that you can get for an overhead will serve you well no matter where you're traveling or how long you're going to be gone. They have smaller ones, and those are great for little weekend trips and stuff, but I find that the bigger one, it still fits in the overhead bin, but I can travel comfortably for 2 weeks with one suitcase. You also want to make sure that everyone in your family has his or her own bag. There's no reason why you should be hauling around your five-year-old suitcase on top of your own. So from teenagers all the way down to littles, they can have a rolling suitcase that's the right size for their clothes. They even have rolling duffel bags, which are lighter weight, and those are great because they have ones that are also carry-on approved. I also will take a personal piece. So for me, my personal piece is a backpack, and I can put my laptop in there because even when I'm traveling overseas to visit our son, I still need to have my backpack on hand because I take my laptop with me. There's room in there to hold all kinds of other stuff. It's just really convenient for me to keep a pair of socks in there or a scarf for the airplane. I can tuck snacks in. I can tuck books and all kinds of things. So I love to have my backpack. And when I'm hauling it around on my suitcase, I can put it on top of the suitcase. So I'm not even having to wear the backpack. I can just pull it along with me. If I check a bag and then I have my backpack, it's usually too heavy for me to be comfortable with the whole time. So I actually like being able to take my suitcase with me because it serves as a way to carry it. Sometimes I will take a purse with me. Usually I will. And they have these really nice little crossbody bags that you can stuff into your suitcase or into your backpack. And then you can just pull them out when you get to your destination. And then it's a place to keep wallet, money, passports, lipstick, whatever you want to have in there. Just something that's not too big, but that you can keep close to your body. Okay, so I want to talk about what kinds of clothes that you can pack and how to decide what you're going to take with you on a given trip, but we're going to come back to that. So Felice is going to tell you a little more about what's coming up next.
Well, that is so great. I can't wait to hear because, like I said, we came on the same trip and Kim looks fabulous and she's been re-wearing some clothes, but I would never know it because she's going to teach us some layering techniques and then also her secret weapon for her suitcase. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
At the heart of learning is the ability to write. WriteShop understands the challenges of teaching writing. We offer parent-approved, award-winning writing resources for kindergarten through high school. Our writing programs are engaging, with step-by-step lessons that give your student the necessary building blocks of the writing process. WriteShop not only teaches your child how to write, it shows you how to teach. WriteShop offers many options to guide your students through the writing process and inspire even the most reluctant writers. Parents rave about the results. Whether you're a new or veteran homeschooler, we encourage you to visit WriteShop.com to see how we can help you along your homeschooling journey. With WriteShop, teaching writing has never been easier.
Hey everyone and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with her special guest Kim Kautzer with WriteShop. And if you want to see pictures of Kim's packing ability, we've got those on the site. So you can go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 272, Packing Tips. And here's Kim. She's going to share more with us now.
Hey, I'm back. Okay, so first I need to let you know I am not an expert on packing. I am an expert on Kim's packing. And so what I'm sharing with you is stuff that I have learned through trial and error and also through visiting Pinterest boards and finding out what other people have done to make traveling easier for them. So if you're traveling with a family, you may want to investigate other ideas for ways to get around with a big group of kids and how do you manage all of that. I'm going to talk mostly about just packing your personal suitcase, but these things will apply to each person in your family and what they would put into their own suitcase. First, Felice already alluded to the fact that I am multi-wearing because I don't bring 7 pairs of slacks or jeans or shorts or bottoms of any kind when I'm traveling, even if I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I will pack 3 to 4 bottoms. So it could be a pair of dress slacks, a pair of jeans, and a pair of capris. It could be a skirt and jeans and some shorts. It depends where you're going, how long you're going to be gone, how dressy you need to be. And so just consider all those different things and just realize there's going to be some flexibility, but you don't need to take 500 pairs of anything because you can wear a pair of jeans 3 times. You can wear a pair of capris 3 times. You can wear a skirt over and over. The key to travel is to bring strategic pieces. You want to mix and match as many pieces as possible and avoid bringing one-use pieces. Except for a bathing suit, you don't want to bring a top that only goes with one pair of pants. You don't want to bring a bathrobe that's going to be bulky and take up a lot of space because you can wear your hoodie as a bathrobe as a cover up when you're wandering around in the hotel room and it's cool, or you're staying in someone's home and you don't want to come out in just your PJs, but you're comfortable throwing a little hoodie on over your jammies. But doing double duty with your stuff. So lots of mixing and matching. And if you're going to be someplace where you've got to be a little bit dressier maybe in the evening, not that you're going to be dressed to the nines, but maybe you're just going out to a nicer dinner. So can you take a top and change out maybe a really casual chunky necklace and replace it with some a pretty scarf or a little bit more dressy outfit? A more dressy necklace. And then also consider what season you're going for, because if you're traveling in winter, you'll need bulkier clothes, you'll need more layers. If you're traveling in summer, of course, your clothing will be lighter. But ladies, I promise you, I have been to England in February. I have been to Washington State when it's snowing, and I have been to Florida in the summer, and Hawaii, and wherever I happen to manage to land, this system has worked for me no matter what. And there are just ways to do it. Layers is going to be your best friend. If you, instead of packing lots of bulky clothes, wear several layers of lighter weight things. So if you're traveling somewhere where the weather's going to be colder, then wearing thermal layers as your first layer is great. They've got thermal leggings, they've got thermal tops, long sleeved. They're really lightweight and they do well underneath items that you're wearing, like t-shirts and things. Wearing long sleeve t-shirts as your next layer, wearing a lightweight hoodie or a fleece, and then having a lightweight waterproof, like a rain jacket or something windproof that you can wear over that. That builds your layers, and then if it gets warm as you're walking around, you can always peel one of the layers off, but it's a lot easier than if you have one gigantic bulky item. You're either too cold with it off or too hot with it on, so wearing the layers is going to be a great way to go. In the summertime, you'll be taking lighter weight things. You'll want to have things that you wouldn't take with you on a winter trip, but sometimes you're going somewhere where you're facing two different climates, and that's a little trickier. Maybe it's going to be cool at the beginning of your trip and warming up later in the week. You just have to, again, rely on those layers, and that's even what I'm doing right now. Here I am in Florida, beautiful sunny Florida, but we've had days out there on the beach where it's been freezing and windy, and I'm so glad that I have my fleece jacket with me. But right now I'm just wearing a tank top with a little chambray shirt buttoned up over it and a pair of capris. And so I have a little bit of everything for different weather. If you're flying on the plane, that's the time to wear your bulky stuff. If you're taking boots, for instance, wear your boots and jacket on the plane. If you've never heard of a pashmina, it's a big scarf, and I find them at discount stores, discount clothing places where you can get these big scarves for like $10, and they're great to keep in your backpack because you can use them on the plane if you get chilly. They make a great scarf if it's cold, and so something like that is handy to have. I like to wear vests because they're great over long sleeves. Or over a hoodie, depending on how many layers I need. In warmer weather, sleeveless shirts and tank tops or short sleeves, and then wearing a light shirt over that where you can roll up the sleeves or button it or wear it unbuttoned, like a little cover-up, or you can wear something a little bit warmer. So again, think about what you need to take. Lay everything out on the bed and see what goes together, see what mixes and matches. You want to be able to have every pair of pants will go with all of your tops, or most of your pants will go with most of your tops, so that you don't have one outfit that is only wearable one time. So if you have a red top and it can go with your jeans or with your white capris, that's great. And then you've got a striped top, then you can wear that with this pant, these pants, or that skirt, or whatever. It's really nice when you have multiple uses. So lay everything out on the bed. Try to assemble a few little mental outfits or you can hang them up if you've got a place in your room where you can hang up some tops, and then you can kind of visually see them all lined up and think, okay, I'll take these pants and this and this, and just throwing them in together and then lay them all out. Now, here's a good rule of thumb. Put everything on the bed that you want to take, everything, and then remove half the clothes and replace it with twice the cash. So that's just a little takeaway for you. Everybody overpacks, and I have finally come to the point where I rarely overpack anymore. And it's part of it is just because of experience. So now that you have decided what you're going to take on your trip, let's figure out how to make it all fit. And this is my secret weapon, and I have just learned about these recently, but I'd say in the last six trips or so that I have used these, they're game changers, and they're called packing cubes. Packing cubes are like mesh bags. They're rectangular in shape, and they come in all different sizes, different brands. You can find them online. You can often find them in like a discount store or just anywhere where you'd find luggage stuff. But I'm a bargain hunter, so I like to look around. But they come in sets, generally sets of three or four. And you can get some that have like big ones that fit all across the whole bottom of your suitcase, all the way down to little ones that are small enough to hold cosmetics or lingerie. So I have all different sizes, and sometimes I just decide as I'm packing which ones I'm going to take. But my favorites are the medium sizes because they're about, I can fit two of them side by side in my suitcase. And they just have, you know, they're just a really good handy size. But the thing I like about them is that you can roll your clothes up. So let's say I'm taking a top, and I fold it in thirds lengthwise, and then I roll it up from the bottom to the top. And then I've got a nice little package. It's small. It takes up a lot less space than if you fold things and stack them. And the bonus is they don't wrinkle. When you roll up your clothes, there's very, very little wrinkling. So one of these medium ones is perfect for me to put all of my rolled shirts. So my tops, even things like a chambray button-down shirt, I can roll it up and it will not wrinkle when I get to my destination. The largest sizes are really good for packing bulkier, heavier things like jeans and slacks. It depends, hoodies and outerwear, those are all things that can be put into those bigger ones. With any of the sizes, when you zip them up, they compress. So the stuff, even if they're kind of stuffed, when you zip them, they flatten down a bit. So again, you're able to fit more into your suitcase than you would if you were packing things loose and just sticking them in. Another advantage to packing cubes is you don't have a total explosion disaster in your suitcase. Instead of having to dig to the bottom to find this or that, you pull out the packing cube that has your tops, or you pull out the packing cube that has your lingerie or your PJs, and they're all handy right there, easy to find, easy to throw into a drawer in the hotel, or if you're staying somewhere, they don't take up a lot of space, and they keep your stuff neat and organized and tidy. So it's easy for you to find things when you need them. I also have littler ones. The littler ones are great for lingerie, for scarves, for socks, for shoes. You can fit a pair of shoes, and then sometimes I'll stuff things into the shoe cavities themselves. In my suitcase, I can fit shoes along the sides of my packing cubes. So whether it's flip-flops or shoes like Toms or other flat, I have some travel shoes that I wear. I mean, I call them travel shoes. They just have really squishy soles and they're good for a lot of walking, but they're not expensive and yet they're very comfortable and they can squish down a little bit when I put them in my suitcase. So it's really handy for travel. And keep your shoes to a minimum as well. You don't need to take 10 pairs of shoes. One pair of flip-flops or sandals, one pair of walking shoes or casual shoes, and then something other kind of shoe depending on where you're going, whether it's boots or whether you need another pair of, like, you need some dressier shoes or whatever. I also have a really great travel dryer and flat iron. And I like these particularly because they're lightweight, they're small, they fit in very little space. And I have a small, tiny packing cube that I put those in. But they would also fit just tucked in loose places in my suitcase because they really don't take up any space at all. And they are both dual voltage so that when we travel to England, I don't have to worry about trying to borrow a hairdryer or use a hotel hairdryer if we're somewhere, because I don't like hotel hair dryers because my hair is fussy that way and I just like to bring my own. And these are, they're great. And if you're traveling with littler kids, instead of using packing cubes, use Ziploc bags and pack one outfit each day in a Ziploc bag. And for really small kids, you might be able to fit them in a quart-sized bag if you're rolling them up and compressing them. Most kids, you're going to need a gallon-sized bag for each outfit. And these are great for camp days, too, if they're going away to Girl Scout camp or something. That's another way that you can help them pack. But then they just pull out an outfit. And so that's something that's just really a good thing to do when you're traveling with your little ones. I travel with my grandkids periodically. Most recently, we took two of our grandsons with us on a trip, and they were 13 and 14 at the time, and they each had their own suitcase, their own backpack. They were responsible for their own stuff. It was great. And then finally, what do you do with all the incidentals, like medications and shampoo and makeup and all that sort of stuff? If you're traveling by plane, then you're going to want to make sure to take your quart-size Ziploc bag because the airlines will require that nothing liquid is in a container that's over 3 ounces. So you can purchase little squeeze bottles and things, and you can fill them with your own stuff, or you can use the hotel sample ones, and you can buy things that are already in that size. But for example, you might want to take your own shampoo and conditioner. You might need to take sunscreen. If you're traveling on the plane, even liquid makeup like foundation or mascara needs to go into that quart-sized bag. If you're not sure, your airline, you know, you can always look that up, and the airline will usually list what things are safe, or you can just Google for it. What do I have to put in my Ziploc bag? And then I also take just a small makeup bag where I keep the things that are not liquid, you know, so I don't need a lot in there. I have a mirror and tweezers and eyeshadow and blush, and, you know, it's just, if it's gel or liquid, like toothpaste, that'll have to go into your quart-sized bag. But if it's powdered or solid, it can just go into your other makeup bag. Now, after I have packed all the stuff that I need for my whole two-week trip, especially if I'm going somewhere where the weather is cooler, I can press down on my bag and I still have room. So I have not unzipped the expander, because if you do, you can't put it in the overhead. I have not stuffed it absolutely so full that there's not room for a single thing. I can often still bring home a souvenir. I can take little trinkets for my grandkids. I can tuck a couple snacks in, whatever. Because I'm not overpacking, it still gives me room. And then when you're ready to put those things in your suitcase, there are different ways to do that. You just have to decide with the configuration how you want to fit that those packing cubes in. They'll go in any number of ways because they're modular. So they're really easy to fit and squeeze and move around, and they're great. And you might have a few things that are not in a packing cube. That's okay too. You might decide, like my husband, he's tried them, he's used them a few times, and he likes them, but you know, he doesn't feel like they're the cat's meow, or I just think they're the best thing that was ever invented, and I cannot even imagine traveling anywhere again without them. So if you have a suitcase that's deep, or you have a backpack, that's another great time to use one of those modular things, because you know, everything gets lost in the bottom of your purse or the bottom of your backpack. Things will get lost if you don't have something that's easy to reach. So these have a nice little handle on the side. You can reach in, pull out the handle, pull out your modular, your little packing cube, and get out whatever it is you need. And it's right there and handy to have. So I did not invent travel tips, but those are things, some of the things that have worked for me as I've just, like I said, had lots of opportunity to travel around the country, to travel even around the world. And so hopefully you'll be able to pick up on some of these and think, oh, that's something I never thought about. But if you're still wondering, how can I do this? You know, you can Google for travel wardrobes, and there's all different ways that you can find out how do I expand my ideas. But we're going to have my pictures posted so that you'll be able to actually see what I did, and that'll be a lot of fun to get a peek into my suitcase.
Thanks so much, Kim, for sharing all of your wisdom with us. I learned some really great things, so I'm happy I got to listen in and get to see your actual suitcase. And please visit Kim on her website. She has written some remarkable writing curriculum that my kids used when they were homeschooling. You can find out more, just go to Write Shop, and that's WriteShop.com. And then if you want her free gift, which is awesome, I got to see what she has given away. And believe me, these are quality professional printables. They are definitely not junk, you know. You will really love them. And so you can find them at writeshop.com/free-gift. And Kim also has a Facebook group. And all that information is on her website. So thanks again, guys, for listening in. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Episode 272, Packing Tips. Thanks so much, and God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.